It's Tuesday, June 11, 2024.
So now the question is, how are they going to use their influence in the chamber?
Far-right parties win big in European Union parliamentary elections with climate action in the crosshairs.
Congestion pricing was going to help improve service and ease the traffic. Not anymore.
New York governor halts first-in-the-nation congestion pricing in New York City. Plus, Biden administration tightens mileage rules to save consumers money and combat climate change.
Sounds nice. All of those stories and more straight ahead. From BradBlog.com, I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
Stand by for 6 minutes of independent green news, politics, analysis, and snarky comment.
Climate and environmental policy are important to young voters in particular. Are you at all concerned that you will alienate them by aligning so closely with the energy industry?
Well, I'm not concerned about it at all.
Do you want to keep some of the environmental restrictions then?
The environmental restrictions are hurting this country. They're not helping it.
North Dakota's Republican Governor Doug Burgum shaking his moneymaker to become Donald Trump's vice president. Good luck, Doug. This is your Green News Report. Okay, Desi Doyen, big and I think not very good news coming out of Europe this weekend.
Indeed, European Union elections over the weekend marked the end of the bloc's greenest parliament ever. While centrist parties retained the majority in the EU parliament, far-right nationalist parties strengthened their power and won sizable majorities in Germany, France, and Italy. That after what Inside Climate News called, quote, an anti-environment backlash, largely orchestrated and financed by fossil fuel companies and related industries.
Hey, the most profitable industries in the history of mankind got to do something with all that extra money.
Analysts say that overall, the surge in anti-climate, right-wing, and nationalistic parties in the EU parliament won't outright halt Europe's sweeping Green Deal climate policies, but they can dilute and slow down the transition to renewable energy and cut back on implementation at a critical time when the next 5 years will be crucial for determining whether Europe achieves its 2030 decarbonization targets.
Well, if they do, that would be known as their digging their own grave policy.
For example, in Italy, far-right Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni, whose coalition won big in the elections, is now putting the brakes on Italy's solar energy rollout. The Financial Times reports that Meloni is falsely claiming that solar farms somehow threaten the nation's food security, but Italy's farmers disagree, citing the co-benefits of solar panels that provide a second revenue stream for farms in addition to crops.
Meloni baloney.
Here in the U.S., late last week, New York's Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul took a screeching U-turn, indefinitely postponing the launch of congestion pricing in New York City weeks before it was to go into effect. Similar to London's successful congestion pricing policy, New York's was the first of its kind in the U.S., a $15 toll on private vehicles entering Lower Manhattan during peak hours. The transformative climate policy would have reduced traffic congestion, climate warming emissions, and air pollution, and brought in $1 billion in revenue every year to modernize the city's aging public transit system.
See? Democrats could be really dumb, too.
Hochul framed the reversal as economic, calling it the wrong time to add costs for suburban commuters who prefer to drive into the city.
I have come to the difficult decision that implementing the planned congestion pricing system risks too many unintended consequences for New Yorkers at this time. In this moment of financial stress, high inflation, and already the high cost of living for so many New Yorkers, my focus must be on putting more money back in people's pockets.
Hochul's hokum.
But that move may have been purely political. The Lever News reports that Hochul has received big campaign donations from politically powerful car dealership owners opposed to the policy. It's unclear when or if the policy would be reinstated. But the Biden administration is moving forward. The Transportation Department tightened fuel economy standards for cars, trucks, and SUVs on Friday, issuing new rules that overall will push the average fuel efficiency of new gasoline and diesel vehicles above 50 miles per gallon by 2031. It's one of several new rules to cut pollution, emissions, and energy costs for consumers. The new standards require American car makers to increase fuel economy fleet-wide so that by 2031, new passenger cars average 65 miles per gallon. For light trucks and SUVs, average mileage would have to reach 45 miles per gallon, but that is significantly less stringent than originally proposed due to heavy lobbying from the big three Detroit automakers. Fossil fuel transportation accounts for about a third of U.S. emissions.
65 miles per gallon average? I'm furious.
How dare you make me save money and pollute less?
Exactly. For much more on all of these stories and the ones we couldn't get to today, check out our website at greennews.bradblog.com. I'm Brad Friedman.
And I'm Desi Doyen.
And this has been your Green News Report. Who's gonna drive you home?